RC Top 3, a weekly podcast of the top three stories from Regnum Christi. Regnum Christi General Directive College announces Jubilee Year for 50th Anniversary of ECYD. October 12, 2021. To all members of Regnum Christi, dear friends in Christ, just like the apostles were witness of the life-changing action of Jesus Christ, we too, so many years later, are witnesses of the same miracle by which Jesus Christ touches and transforms the lives of so many people. As a spiritual family in the church, we recognize the action of the Holy Spirit and the gifts that He gives us for the good of all people. Looking back, we can affirm that one of these gifts has been the many young people who have heard Christ's invitation to be His friends and apostles by living the charism of Regnum Christi according to their age. From the first groups of young people in 1971 to today, ECYD has been like a flame enkindled in our spiritual family, bringing the creativity and freshness that belong to youth. At the same time, it has offered a style of Christian life that continues to benefit many young people in the life of the church. Throughout these 50 years, ECYD has expressed our charism in a living and original way by daring to reinvent itself and adapt to times and places, without losing what has characterized it from the beginning, living a pledge of friendship with Christ and with each other to build a new world according to the gospel. See the ECYD Statutes, number 1. In this context, it seems appropriate to dedicate a Jubilee year to celebrate the 50th anniversary of ECYD. This Jubilee will officially begin on the Feast of Christ the King 2021 and will end on the Feast of Christ the King 2022, under the theme, I have called you friends. John chapter 15, verse 15. The final event will be an international encounter of ECYD team leaders in Rome. There will be several activities for Regnum Christi, which we invite everyone to participate in. We also hope that territories will find the best way to celebrate this important anniversary together, with the different branches and Regnum Christi sections, renewing support and efforts in evangelizing the youth through ECYD in the localities. We ask that you include this Jubilee in the territorial calendars, both in the ECYD sections and in those of Regnum Christi, so that you can propose and prepare initiatives on a territorial and local level that will help us to appreciate, value, and understand the gift of ECYD better. Let us ask our Lord that this Jubilee year may be an occasion for all of us, members of ECYD and Regnum Christi, to renew our experience of the personal encounter with Christ every day, and to continue working with Him with renewed enthusiasm in His mission to make His kingdom present in every heart. With a special remembrance in our prayers, the General Directive College, Father John Connor, LC, Nancy Norden, Felix Gomez Rueda, Francisco Gomez, Alvaro Abayan. International missions are back. October 14, 2021. Missionary. Noun. A person sent on a religious mission, especially one sent to promote Christianity in a foreign country. When people hear the word missionary, they usually think of the actual definition of a missionary, like the basic Google search definition above. So, when COVID shut down international travel last year, this missionary reality became a little difficult. It has allowed our missionary witness to be expressed in many creative ways through social media, outdoor events, and so much more. We are very happy to announce that international missions are back. We now have 5 open and safe options for missionaries to choose from. Here's a summary of each one. Ivory Coast, Africa, a French-speaking country that is very safe, peaceful, and mostly Christian. They also have a small community of Regnum Christi members that would love to receive missionaries to help them evangelize their culture. Missionaries will adopt an African village for a week, spending time with the families, offering catechesis to the children, prayer, and have mass together, as well as help with simple humanitarian needs, such as home repair or first aid instruction. There will also be time to explore some of the beautiful sights, the zoo, botanical garden, boat ride on the lagoon, and see the largest dome in the world at their National Catholic Basilica. Santa Cruz Naranjo, Guatemala, a Spanish-speaking country that is very safe, peaceful, and mostly Christian. missionaries will be partnering with the local Regnum Christi members and local missionaries to evangelize small communities and help them with simple projects. Activities include door-to-door evangelization and visits with families, helping to rebuild the local chapel, and support in catechesis for the children. Manizales, Colombia. A Spanish-speaking country with a beautiful local culture. Missionaries will be partnering with the local Regnum Christi members and local missionaries to support a local foundation for the homeless, as well as evangelize small communities and help them with simple projects. Activities include work with the Homeless Foundation, door-to-door evangelization, and visits with families. St. Croix, part of the U.S. Virgin Islands, a mostly English-speaking country that has great diversity. Missionaries will be partnering with a local missionary organization to encounter and serve those most in need on the island, the poor, the homeless, the disabled, as well as to help organize evangelization activities for children. Activities include serving meals, running a day camp, visiting the homeless or the homebound. Quintana Roo, Mexico. A Spanish and Mayan-speaking area of Mexico that is more rural and poor. Missionaries will be partnering with a local missionary organization to encounter and serve those in need with evangelization and humanitarian projects. Activities include construction, activities with children, as well as sharing meals, prayer, and mass times. Lessons from the Workshop of St. Joseph by Father Daniel Brandenburg, LC. Part 12. Immigrant in Egypt. Continued. The experiences of the Holy Family in Egypt, shrouded as they are in mystery, private revelations, and pious legends, provide three important lessons for families to this day. 1. The role of insecurity to achieve deeper love. 2. The building of new life. And 3. The treatment of outsiders. Today, let's look at the second of these lessons. Fullness of life. Family is the ideal space for welcoming new life. Though Joseph was superfluous for the generation of Jesus, God still chose a foster father to be present and provide a stable marriage and family situation for the growth of his son. Children flourish best in healthy families. Probably every family except the Holy Family has suffered from some level of dysfunction. By examining the Holy Family, though, and seeking to model our families today after their loving bonds, we can diminish the dysfunction and provide a healthier environment for each family member to flourish. What traits do we discover in the Holy Family worth emulating? It seems to me that, beyond the three elements already noted above of selflessness, complementarity, and a solid foundation in God, there are four more that are particularly important for families today. Be, play, work, and pray together. Be together. It is so easy to overlook the basic element of family life, being together. Just because you live under the same roof or are physically together does not mean that you are being together. To be is more than doing. It means sharing life, caring, asking questions, noticing others' needs, extending a helping hand, setting aside personal preferences to care for another. Your best moments, and the worst, become part of being together. Being together is undermined by distractions from media, whether video games or social media or excessive recourse to television as family entertainment. It is also diluted by unbalanced extracurricular activities, running around to practices or games or recitals in the excessively scripted and overscheduled life of today's children. A good friend shared how he worked hard to pay for family vacations to Disneyland each year, but during one of those, he watched how everyone was annoyed, harried, and sunburnt from the experience, and one of his kids whined about just wanting to go back to the hotel to play in the pool together. That was their last Disneyland trip. Instead, they bought a camper and spend time together on weekends and vacations, visiting favorite parks and new discoveries. They save a lot of money and have a lot more fun. What could be trimmed out of your life so that you could be together more? What would happen if you had a phone-free evening together? Would a board game or a camping trip draw you closer together as a family? Play together. Being together naturally dovetails into playing together. Play isn't just for children. though it does play a singularly important role in their development and health. Even adults play. Cards, games, sports, billiards, etc. And healthy leisure is an important dimension of human existence. The German philosopher Josef Pieper wrote an insightful treatise entitled Leisure, the Basis of Culture, which argues that leisure is an attitude enabling us to perceive reality better, and that when we substitute mere entertainment instead, we destroy our culture and ourselves. Journalist Florence Williams makes a complimentary assessment in her 2018 production of The 3-Day Effect, How Nature Calms Your Brain. She notes some of the newest neurological studies on the effect of unplugging from our frenetic suburban and city lives to experience the beauty of God's creation. Playing together in nature reduces anxiety, heals trauma, enhances creativity, cultivates awe, and increases resilience. The Holy Family's road trip through the Egyptian countryside would have provided ample time in nature and for playing together. They learned to make the most of their time, not by controlling schedules and planning out activities, but simply enjoying each other's presence and personalities. Work together. Not all work tasks allow for combined effort, but whatever chores or employment undertaken, it can be done out of love for others. St. John Paul II draws this out in his encyclical letter on the dignity of human work. Finding meaning in work implies finding how to love others through our work. Today's world can put extra pressure on women to find fulfillment in a career outside the home, or for men to adopt materialistic goals of making more money. But in either case, work needs to be balanced without sacrificing real time, not simply the euphemism of quality time, with loved ones. Employment undertaken merely for a paycheck or for personal fulfillment leads to boredom and burnout. Only work that becomes significant because of its purpose is truly fulfilling. Working together in family also implies collaboration of the spouses in child rearing, discipline, household chores, and deciding together about career, education, and housing decisions. Differing values and family traditions can make deliberation on these topics difficult, but working through them together is the only way forward. Undoubtedly, Joseph and Mary had these conversations. Love, respect, and mutual appreciation for the gifts that each spouse brings to the family help them get on the same page. Pray together. The family that prays together stays together. Not only does prayer invite God into everyday family dynamics, it also reinforces the positive resolutions for mutual service and mitigates selfish tendencies. It's not enough to theoretically have God in your family or marriage. Is He at the center? Is there evidence that could prove that God is more than a Sunday afterthought? I know that my own family would have been even more dysfunctional had we not prayed over meals together, said a regular rosary, gone to confession on Saturdays, made pilgrimages, and attended Sunday Mass as a family. Now, as a priest, I can immediately perceive a qualitative difference in families that pray together regularly. There is an aura of peace and mutual love that sets these families apart. They still have their issues, of course, but there's another power in play. It is easy to imagine Joseph and Mary praying together throughout the day, praying quietly each day for each other, and taking Jesus on their knees to teach Him His prayers. We know that Mary kept all these things in her heart, and Joseph, too, must have become a man of deep contemplation. They were the quintessential family at prayer. This bonded them ever more closely together throughout the difficult circumstances of their sojourn in Egypt. For more resources, visit www.regnumchristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.